for the Qasr al-Husn festival, which takes place from Wednesday until the 13th of February. The festival, which reflects on Abu Dhabi's rich cultural heritage, is being held under the patronage of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed al-Nahyan, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi's Deputy Supreme Commander of the United Arab Emirates Armed Forces. It is organized by the Abu Dhabi Tourism and Cultural Authority. We find out more from Natalia Rosa, Tourism and Cultural Authority, Abu Dhabi PR and Media Executive. Natalia, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. What makes this festival any different from the hundreds of festivals held every year?
Well, you're absolutely right. Abu Dhabi is a destination that has an array of festivals held throughout the year and with a supreme focus on culture. But I think the significance for Qasr al-Husn is that it is the historic monument around which the we call it the symbolic birthplace of the emirate. So it's home to Abu Dhabi's ruling Al Nahyan family. It's the oldest stone building in Abu Dhabi, and it is literally the cultural heart of the Abu Dhabi emirate. So it's the symbolic birthplace of Abu Dhabi. It's where Abu Dhabi was born.
A really fascinating place. What can visitors at the festival expect to find?
Well, as you said, it's running from February the 3rd to February the 13th. And we have five zones that we are including in the Qasr al-Husn Festival. We have a marine zone, for instance, that acknowledges the seafaring heritage of the UAE, which not very many people know about. We have a desert zone where we pay homage to the desert and Emirati culture. We experience the food, the craft, the animals that helped people survive in the arid UAE desert environment. We have the Abu Dhabi Island experience, which shows how the civilization in the United Arab Emirates have evolved into a modern city. You'll get to taste some of the great food. You'll get to see some of the Emirati traditions. We've also got an oasis area where you'll see how communities harvest food. So it really is a celebration of Emirati culture.
And what sort of people visit these festivals? Is it mainly Muslims or Arabs or people from all across the globe?
It's from all across the globe. Anybody who's interested in Emirati culture, obviously Abu Dhabi is a fantastic destination for halal tourism. So it's incredibly popular for halal tourists who want to experience the destination on their terms. But also anybody who goes to Abu Dhabi over this period would be able to access the festival and enjoy all the different Emirati experiences that are on offer.
Towards the end of last year, I attended the World Halal Travel Summit, and there's been lots of effort being made in promoting Abu Dhabi as a World Halal destination. Now, with all the effort and all the advertising and marketing, has there been a growth in visitor numbers since Abu Dhabi's inception, and also over the last few years with all the marketing and branding?
Yes, well, Abu Dhabi has a very ambitious but attainable target of tourist numbers from all over the world. From a South African perspective, we're seeing massive, massive growth, over 50% growth in 2015 for South African travelers to Abu Dhabi. So it would seem the destination very much is on the map, especially for our halal tourists originating from South Africa. And we look forward to ensuring that more experiences such as the Qasr al-Husn Festival and other festivals like it in Abu Dhabi are reachable for our South African tourists.
What are the highlights on the agenda?
At the Qasr al-Husn Festival?
Yes.
Well, definitely the night safari. It's a performance narrating a story which takes two friends into the desert to look for new adventures. We have a sky show, which is a special performance where the birds of Al Ain Zoo are going to be interacting with the audience. And, of course, we have comedy performances and the actual event itself, which will give you a showcase of what Emirati culture has or how it has evolved over the last century.
Sounds really, really great, and we hope that our listeners will take a maximum opportunity from this. They will explore the opportunities at their disposal. Natalia, thank you very much for sharing the information with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was Natalia Rosa speaking to us about the Qasr al-Husn Festival. It's all on track, and it starts in the next few days up until the 13th of February, and the focus is with regards to various aspects of the heritage of Abu Dhabi.